still here. People, a thousand miles, and I'm still.
We'll be right back after these quick messages.
Every single hot take is cold as ice. When you found me, I said I was busy. That was a lie. I have been afflicted by a terminal uniqueness. I've been dying just from trying to seem cool. This isn't savage, but I'm never gonna let you down. I'm never gonna leave you out. So.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our whole neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, January 28th, check out the January Art and Poster Sale from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Hunt Union. Also today, check out the Greek Life Panel at 6 p.m. in Union Square at Hunt Union. On Thursday, January 29th, check out the Film Club Interest Meeting at 6 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater at Hunt Union. On Friday, January 30th, check out the Terps Dance Company Interest Meeting at 5 p.m. in IRC 3. Friday night, check out Women's Basketball vs. Cortland at 5:30 p.m. in Duar Arena in Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball vs. Cortland at 7:30 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. On Saturday, January 31st, snowshoe to college camp. Meet in Hunt Union, Room 20, or the Outdoor Programs Office at 10 a.m. Also on Saturday, check out Women's Basketball vs. Morrisville at 2 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. And stay after for Men's Basketball, also vs. Morrisville, at 4 p.m. in Duar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Yeah! On Sunday, February 1st, join WONY for their general body meeting at 3 p.m. in Fitzell, Room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
That wasn't so bad, right?
Yeah, no.
Smokey the Bear had a message for you guys.
And Tay-Tay.
All right. We're going to talk about the Tay-Tay incident.
I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry.
I don't even know what that Christmas song was, but some whack.
I don't want to even know.
Taylor Swift song. We don't. Whatever we want, we personally don't associate with Taylor Swift. We're not really big fans here at the, at least on my show. I know we got some other members of the club that are into that Taylor Swift stuff.
Listen, no hate towards them.
No hate. Just you know, not my thing. You know,
that's real.
But yeah, we're back. If you're just tuning in, this is Whatever I Want. It's the name of the show. My name is Andrew Trebilcock. I am your DJ. We're on every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m., so make sure you mark your calendars for that. We like to play a lot of cool stuff on here, a lot of electronic stuff, some alternative indie stuff. It's good. It's good. If you stick around, you might like some of it. I'm joined today by my roommate, Jack Horn.
Hello.
What's your major?
I'm a history major with an education emphasis, it's the other way around, education with a history emphasis, should say. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do media studies. I don't think anybody cares about that stuff, though. I think they're tuning in for the music, not for our life story. Okay. But, yeah. You got any more recommendations for today, Jack, you think?
Maybe coming up in a bit.
Maybe think of I'm going to be playing some electronic stuff, so
okay.
Cook a little bit. I know you listen to some of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
But song playing right now as we speak. This is Follow Me by Sweet Trip. From their album, I can't pronounce this, bro. Halica, H-A-L-I-C-A. Halica Bliss Out Volume 11 Expanded Edition.
Whoa, that's a title.
That's the full name of the album. Some great songs on this album, though. Fish, my personal favorite. It's an 11-minute epic. So I'm gonna play a little snippet of that because I love this song so much. This is what it sounds like. It's okay. Ambient, it's like crazy. Like it's hard to explain Sweet Trip. Oh my god, this song is so freaking good, bro. But I'm a big Sweet Trip fan. I don't know how to describe them, honestly.
It seems very hard, judging by their sound, but
like how did we describe a Stereolab one time? Like elevator music almost?
Yes, and I know they're influenced by it's like krautrock, which is like very interesting.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about krautrock. I feel like I kind of get like Stereolab vibes from Sweet Trip almost.
Yeah, Sweet Trip definitely seems a lot more like electronic focus, kind of like a fusion between the two almost. Yeah. Interesting.
I love Stereo. I've played Stereolab a lot previously on the show. Great band. We listened to them a lot like when we first came to school last semester. Remember that?
Yes, we were. Oh my God.
We listened to a lot of Stereolab.
It's good.
They're very good. But all right, let's just get the ball rolling. We got another hour. We're on until 8 p.m. tonight. So I'm going to play some good stuff. We got a little bit more electronic themed stuff tonight, second half of the show. We were playing some indie alternative stuff on our past hour. So first up, I'm going to play a song by a good band that I love called Bowery Electric. You know them?
I've never heard of them.
They got this album called Beat. Look it up.
Okay.
It's called Beat by Bowery Electric. Great, great album. It's kind of like a industrial ambient I don't know, like alternative album. I don't know. It's very industrial, but it's like ambient focused.
Interesting.
It's very good. This song, I'm going to play one of their songs that actually has some words in it. It's called Empty Words, actually.
Empty Words.
By Bowery Electric. Great song. Very like ethereal, like shoegazy, ambient, industrial goodness, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I love the album cover too for the Beat by Bowery Electric.
It reminds me of contemporary movement a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could say it's like evil contemporary movement.
Yeah.
Almost.
I can see that.
But yeah, so this song is called Empty Words by Bowery Electric. So I'm going to play this and enjoy it.
We'll be right back. Empty Words by Bowery Electric.
Like that song.
Pretty good.
Definitely get the word industrial from that a lot. Like, yeah, right. Feel it. Yeah,
that's like sure. When I listened to this album for the first time, it's kind of like the first word that came to mind when I thought about it. Just like industrial.
Could see it.
Industrial ambient. Because it's very like drone like.
Yeah.
Like it's just same rhythm, like just going on the whole time. But I like it. It's got a good like texture to it, I feel like, that whole album. It's like a certain mood when I listen to the whole thing. It's a good experience. I just burned this ambient like sleeping CD for myself, and they got like this,
on there?
They got like this 13-minute like drone song.
Ooh.
On this album. Oh, 16. It's called Postscript.
We'll
play a little bit of what it sounds like. It's just what it sounds like for the whole time. It's just this one, just like flat drone chord the whole time.
Yeah, it's good for sleep.
It's really good for sleep.
Very
good. It's an amazing song though. I love it. It's 16 minutes.
Dang.
This song, and it's just this, but I love it. It's my favorite type of stuff. You
do two things with this, a sleep or study for me.
Yeah, I can, like, if I play it, like, I can listen to it just, like, I'm back from class and I'm just, like, chilling in my room.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just put on some ambient stuff. It just, like, when I play it around Maya, like, she gets very, she's like, you gotta turn this off, I'm gonna fall asleep. But, I don't know, I think it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, drone ambient stuff. Like, it's just good to just listen to, I feel like. I feel like it resets my soul.
Gives you some peace, yeah.
It does. Some peace of mind. I can just forget about everything and just listen to the drone.
Feel that?
To the drone. Okay. Up next, we're going to play some Cocktoo Twins. I'm surprised that this song has actually been getting a lot of recognition recently. Unfortunately, from TikTok.
It's a double-edged sword.
It is a double-edged sword. We talk about this a lot in our own time. About, is TikTok good for music, you know?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. It's a tricky subject, you know? Because it's like, yes, I want more people to know about this stuff, but at the same time, I don't, you know? Like, it was my gem, but
at a certain
it's
point,
not mine.
Just gotta let it go, yeah.
Who am I to call it my song?
Exactly.
Because you know? It's everybody's song at the end of the day.
Agreed.
It's just when people just over... I just don't like things getting overplayed. But this song is... The song has been getting a lot of recognition recently. It's called Seiko Buff by Cocktoo Twins. You'll probably know it when I play it. I play it all the time, this song.
Oh, then I probably will.
Because I do like this. I love the Cocktoo Twins. They're one of my favorite groups. At least last year, they were one of my top artists I listened to.
Oh, they're really good, too.
I just specifically like their ambient stuff. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah, the Moon and the Melodies is like classic.
I mean, Harold Budd does kind of just... I don't know. I want to say carry because they both add their own thing to it. But Harold Budd is like
the
monumental goat. Greatest of all time.
He really is.
Him
really
and like
good.
Brian Eno. Like,
yeah.
Going
oh,
like,
yeah.
Hand in hand. With
when it comes to ambient, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Founding fathers.
Big names.
Very big names. But this song, Seiko Buff from their album Blue Bell Knoll, 1988. Very ahead of its time. Definitely. But yeah. Cocktoo Twins, pretty household name. A lot of people know them now. They've gotten a lot of recognition recently. But yeah, this song is called Seiko Buff. So here it goes. Thank you. Zico Buff. That one. Weird names. They got weird names, definitely. Cocktail Twins. I'm going to play some of their stuff from Moon and the Melodies later. Ooze Out. And what is this? Let me see what the name of it is called. It's, let's see here. Ooze Out and Away, One How. That's the song I'm going to play in a little bit.
Interesting.
Great album, though. Me and Jack were just talking about the Off the Mic. Really.
Really good one.
Monumental album. Like, if you're into, like, ambient stuff or just, like, super, like, ethereal, like, I don't even know, like, just enigmatic, like, sound, almost. Like, it's just so unique.
You'd like that a lot.
Yo, Harold Budd is just ambient founding father.
Agreed.
Great guy. I know him personally. But up next, going to play another recent venture of mine that I've been into. Jack's been on this train a little bit longer than me. George Clanton. Goat.
Another goat. Yes, sir.
I was playing a little bit of him. Like, I started getting into him last semester with his album Slide. Classic. Jack's a big fan of Slide.
Probably my favorite, I'd say.
But I'm going to play some of his stuff from his album 100% Electronica, which is also the name of his label, 100% Electronica. This is some, I don't know, it's just a great album. I got the CD coming in the mail soon. This is his song called Warm Spot. But yeah, I've been big fan of George Clanton recently. Very big fan. I just started like checking out his Bandcamp and stuff. He seems like a very personable guy.
Yeah. He said he looks like the guy that plays Pennywise a little bit.
Yes.
I could definitely see that.
Like, if you're listening to this and you can picture the guy that plays Pennywise, like, you know the actor. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I forgot his name too.
But the actor that plays Pennywise in, like, the movie It, like, George Clanton is literally exactly looks exactly like him.
God, it's Bill Skarsgård or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Bill Skarsgård or something yes. like that. But George Clanton is basically that guy, but with, like, orange hair.
Yeah.
That's pretty much George Clanton. It's actually kind of scary how much
they look. They could be twins.
They could be twins. But, this song is called Warm Spot by George Clanton. So, here it goes.
Thank you.
Oh my god, bro. Such a good song.
Excellent.
Bro.
His voice, I there's something about it, you know?
I love that song.
It's great.
Bro. I listened to that. I've actually probably listened to that song 50 times this week. I'm like,
wow.
I just love love the end, like that part where it's like, you want to end.
Yeah.
I just love that.
It's great.
Part. I love the lyric, what is it? Let me see. Let me play that part real quick, this lyric part. I love it. So, yeah. I smile when I lie a lot. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I smile when I lie a lot.
Hey.
I do. I smile when I lie a lot. Like, that's relatable, bro.
Not as me and my brother do that all the time until I can tell. It's bad. Healy's not a good liar.
I'm an awful liar, dude.
It's hard. It can be very hard.
I don't know if the lyrics are just, like, relatable. I just find that song very relatable. I don't know why. It's, like, it just hit, like, struck a nerve in my brain, and I'm like, yes, dude, I don't know. Very George Clinton, he's just got, like, an ego. He's a very specific manner. You got to look at some videos of George Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
He just has a very specific, like, mannerism that is just, like, relatable, I guess, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I just like his lyrics a lot, too. Late night, mornings afters when you want to die. I don't know. Great song. Amazing song. But yeah, up next we're going to play a song Jack recommended again.
Hey.
What do you know? I'm actually letting Jack play songs.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, so what's this song, Jack? You want to explain it?
Yeah, it's Mushroom Abolitionist I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's just basically vegan and you replace the A with the Y. So I guess vegan, it's just the same thing.
Sure.
But he's influenced by, I'd say, like, maybe some Aphex Twin kind of boards of Canada. I know some of his early stuff, he kind of was trying to do, like, some hip-hop beats, like, I don't know, J Dilla, that sort of stuff.
Interesting. Okay. I don't know him, so. Hey. From his album, Like a Good Old Friend.
Yes.
Interesting. So, let's check it out.
Enjoy. I'm
Because, like, literally, you are the worst.
Explain yourself, Jack.
Yeah, that's Mushroom Abolitionist. I know, I was so drawn to it because of the music video. His music videos on YouTube are very interesting. A lot of them are just like people dancing or just doing some like contemporary dance.
Right.
This one's different. It's like a little, it's kind of a mini story, but it's just got a bunch of random stuff in it. It's interesting.
Okay.
Definitely something to look out
for. It was good. It's like an easy listening.
Exactly, yeah. Something I'd definitely like study to or something like that.
Yeah, it's a very easy listening song, but it's good. It's very solid, actually.
Thank you.
Not bad. Not bad. Good recommendation.
Appreciate you.
All right. Next up, let's see here. I got a couple options, but I think I'm going to actually, speaking of Aphex Twin, I'm going to play Aphex Twin song.
Ooh, okay.
Excuse me. Oh, my God.
On air?
Sorry.
How dare you?
That was embarrassing. But I'm going to play a song. I can't even. I'm not even going to try to say the name of it.
Yeah, a lot of his songs hard to do it.
But it's from his album, Drux. But actually, I learned recently, a little while ago, that it's actually supposed to be pronounced Drucuse.
Drucuse, yeah.
Drucuse, not Drux.
You thought it was Drux?
No, I knew it was Drucuse.
Yeah, you got to emphasize the Q. I knew that.
I was watching an Anthony Fantano video.
Oh, yeah.
If you listeners know Anthony Fantano, he's a YouTube music critic. And I was watching him do like a tier list of Aphex Twin albums, and he said Drux.
Mm.
I was like, no, it's Drucuse. Drucuse.
Not a real one.
I think it's supposed to sound like drug use. Like Drucuse.
That's interesting, actually.
I don't know. But About this album, 2001, his release, Druckuse, was not appreciated at the time it came out.
Definitely not.
Not a lot of people liked it. It's kind of, well, I can kind of understand because it's kind of like a all-over-the-place album.
Yeah, but there's a lot to pick from it. That's what I love about it. There's so much to pick from.
It's pretty lengthy, and it's like, I don't know, it goes from like really trippy IDM, like in-your-face, to these like beautiful, like, piano interlude ballads.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, it's a great, it's an amazing, I think this is personally one of my favorite Aphex Twin albums.
It's up there.
It was actually my my first one I heard too.
Wow.
My first Aphex Twin album was Drugs or Druckuse. You guys might know this song if you're listening. You might know. I mean, everybody knows this song. Come on. Everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
If you're on TikTok, you know this song.
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody and their mother knows this song. But it's good. It's good. But it's definitely like a challenging listen if you're just going to sit there and like listen to the first track all the way to the last track. Mm. It's a lot.
I find with a lot of Aphex Twin's music, it's like you've got to be doing, almost like doing something kind of like where you don't even need to think about it and you just put it on in the background.
I like to, honestly, like when I sit down and listen to Aphex Twin, I like to just like sit there and really listen to it.
Really?
And kind of just like understand what I'm listening to.
For me, that was on first listen, but now it's become more of a kind of a casual thing,
right,
something in the background.
Definitely. I mean, it just depends on like which stuff you're putting on, you know?
True, true.
He's got a very wide catalog, I would say.
Definitely.
But, I'm not going to try to say the name of this next song playing, but it's BBYDHYON on chord.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm just going to play it. Aphex Twin. Not even going to pronounce the name because nobody knows what the name is. But great song. Great song. Very, actually, like I was just saying, Jack, when it first started, I was just like, I knew I wanted to play an Aphex song, Aphex Twin song today. And I was just like going through Drucks because it's
kinda
one of my favorite. I haven't heard that song in so long.
It's a good one.
It's amazing. But yeah, that album is just super cool. A lot of just cool interludes. This one. Come on. Everybody knows April 14th.
Yeah.
I play that. I used to play that a lot as the outro for the show, if anybody's listening from last semester. But, yeah, I would play the song a lot in between.
It's one of the only songs I know on piano, or for the most part.
That's a hard one to know, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's an impressive song to know how to play.
It's definitely, it's up there. It's difficult for a lot of the, like, kind of transitional parts of it, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, what me and Jack were just talking about before is how, like, Vaporwave, it's almost like a callback to 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't call it Vaporwave, it was just, like, synth.
Yeah, yeah. Like synth pop, kind of.
Yeah.
And that was huge in the 80s, man. Huge.
Yeah. So I'm going to play some songs, call back, I think, to our synth 80s, our roots.
Ooh, okay.
Of synth music. Big headliners in that category were Depeche Mode.
Yes.
New Order. Big names. So I'm going to play a Depeche Mode song, then I'm going to play a New Order song. My dad actually texted me the other day, and he sent me a New Order song I'm going to play.
Fire.
From their album Republic. But, so I'm going to play a Depeche Mode song up next from their album Construction Time Again. Actually, I love the album cover for this album, Construction Time Again. I don't know if you're familiar with Depeche Mode.
No,
but I'm a very big Depeche Mode fan. Yeah, come over here, Jack.
Take a quick look here.
Yeah, that's fun. I like it.
It's funny.
I like
it. It reminds me of like a Soviet poster.
Yeah, it is kind of like call back to like a 70s, 80s, like Soviet propaganda poster to join the working class.
Exactly.
But it's very cool. Very cool. I recently got it on vinyl, but I left it at my house in Long Island, which is a shame. But so this song I'm going to play is called Everything Counts. Good. Good 80s, like dancing club song, I think.
Okay.
So here it goes. Everything Counts.
Tells the story of it all. Picture it.
Everything Counts by Depeche Mode. Classic. Good song. Yeah, what do you think, Jack?
It reminds me of like a disco, you know?
That's right. Yeah, old school. You're going to be saying that again after this next song.
Oh, I'm sure.
I got three songs left for you people, if anybody's listening. We got three left. So next up, we're going to go on our 80s trend. We're going to play some New Order. My dad sent me this song the other day from their album Republic, another album that was not really widely liked upon release.
Hmm.
But I like it. There's a good song on it called Regret. It was a great song. They played that when I saw them live. That was the opener. But yeah, the song is called Spooky.
Spooky.
So yeah. Volcanic. Right, Jack. Spooky by New Order. Thoughts?
Very 80s, you know, very like new age. Is that the way? New wave.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Nice. Very good. You know, the dad's always coming in clutch with those new wave stuff.
Yeah.
Love it. I love Republic. Great album. But I was just cutting a little early because we got two songs left. I want to make time, give some time for our next show coming up after this, Airbud, with our buddy Joe. He's up after us, 8 o'clock. He's a good guy. But, yeah, two songs left, so I'm going to make this snappy. You hear me snapping?
Yes, I do. Yes, we do.
So next song, Ooze Out in a Way something. I forgot what the last one is. Wait, what's this? Ooze Out in a Way. This is a Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd song.
Okay.
Yeah, Ooze Out in a Way One How. Okay?
Let's do it.
I'm just going to play it. Here it goes.
Tintin' toe, and this is the moment.
All right, Jack. Coming up on our last song.
Let's do it.
Let's get it done. We had a great first show back.
Yeah, I like this. This is good.
Yeah, maybe Jack will come back one day. Huh?
Reoccurring character. Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. It's good. It's nice not being alone in the studio. Actually, I get scared sometimes in here.
The dark.
It does get scary at nighttime. Okay, it's scary.
No, I can imagine. I can imagine.
All right, last song. Kind of sad. I mean, I don't know if it's sad, but it's a Soul Whirling Somewhere. My favorite artist at the moment. Great guy. Michael Plaster is his name. The song is called Everyone Will Eventually Leave You. How row. Is this thing on? If you hear us putting on our coats, we're getting ready to leave right now. So, yeah, we're getting out of here. Jack, say bye.
Goodbye. Take it easy, guys. Take it easy.
Yeah, thank you if anybody was listening. Tune in next Sunday, 6 o'clock. Whatever I want. My name is Andrew Bilcock. And, hope you guys have a beautiful evening. So, yeah, love you guys. Ciao.
WONY Oneonta.
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, January 28th,